It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's maximum security prison in the village of Alloway could close in the coming years. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is nearly 130 years old, having first opened in 1898. Governor Evers called for closing the prison in his budget proposal. WPR reports that state lawmakers are open to the idea as they draft the upcoming state budget. The political winds may be leaning toward closing that facility, but there are still hurdles. Jim Rafter is the village board president of Alloway and a longtime advocate for the closure of Green Bay Correctional. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks, Rob.
You've been talking about this for a while now for the statewide audience. Can you make the case? Why do you see it as time to close Green Bay Correctional?
Well, it's been time to close GBCI for a very long time. The state has had two state-sponsored studies done, one in 2009, one in 2018, I believe, both of which recommended the closure due to it being 120 plus years old and not designed to today's standards. It's not a safe place. It's a danger to staff. It's a danger to those who are incarcerated there. And that's due to great extent because of the design and the age of the facility. It is an overcrowded facility. It was designed for 749 people. Currently, there are 1,131 people incarcerated there. That's a 10% growth just in the last year alone. It's understaffed. In May of 24, a year ago, there were 71 openings for the staff. And thanks to the legislature's efforts to increase the wages for our guards, it dropped significantly and it dropped to about 21 openings, but now it's shooting back up. So a year later, it's at, and they have 50 openings as of today. So the increase in wages helped, at least short term, but I think it's proving that the money that people get paid, while it may be attractive, it's not worth being in that environment to work.
As you mentioned,
lastly, I'm just going to say it's an expensive place to run. In 2024, the budget was $39 million, and they actually ended up spending about $54 million. So those are a lot of reasons.
This conversation, as you mentioned, has been going on for years, over a decade, at least a couple decades now almost. Are you optimistic that with the governor talking about it, with state lawmakers about it, something might actually happen this time around?
I'm very cautiously optimistic. I believe that everyone who has to have a say in the debate is at least agreeing that it needs to be closed. And that is a huge milestone for which myself and the Village of Alloway are very thankful. But there's still work to be done, I'm sure. They have to figure out what are you going to do. I know the governor's made proposals. And I trust that we have a lot of smart people down in Madison. And I trust that they are truly going to do the people's work, come together, and prove that Republicans and Democrats can agree to do the right thing.
There are a lot of moving parts here and differences over what would come next if the institution was closed. One possibility Republican lawmakers have talked about building a new prison, likely in the Green Bay area. Would you want that in Alloway to replace the economic impact of losing what is, for better or worse, a big employer in the area?
I don't think Alloway is an appropriate community for that, quite honestly. We're landlocked. There's not enough land for a modern-day facility. But that's not my job. My job is to try and help Alloway, try and get the prison closed, and to have the DOC given the tools it needs to do its job and to help people who enter our prison system to go out better versions of themselves than when they came in. And we can't lose sight of that. The job of corrections is to A, protect the community, help those who have been incarcerated to come out better versions of themselves. And I'm very hopeful that that's what happens.
briefly, Jim, if this comes to fruition, if this institution is closed, it's a big footprint in Alloway. What would you see happening on that space?
Good question. It's probably 60 acres of the most beautiful property or valuable property in Brown County right now. It sits right on the Fox River. And the village went through a study several years ago to have a design of what might be. So a very nice mixed-use development that is going to create community within our community. The Village of Alloway has long asked for places to gather, places to enjoy community. And so we envision a beautiful development that was estimated back in 2018 to generate about $150 million worth of taxable property, which would go a long way to helping Alloway make its budget needs.
Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I thank you very much, Rob.
That's Jim Rafter, board president for the Village of Alloway. We're talking about the proposed closure of Green Bay Correctional Institution as lawmakers work on the upcoming state budget. Democratic State Senator Jamie Wall is with us now. The Green Bay lawmaker represents the 30th Senate District. It includes the prison. Senator Wall, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Leaders in the Republican-controlled legislature say they're open to the proposal to close Green Bay Correctional. Their vision of what comes next, different than, I think, what Governor Evers is looking at. What do you see as the politics on this right now?
I think people in both parties are agreed that we ought to close the GBCI, the prison in Alloway. And I'm not going to repeat what Jim Rafter just told you and your listeners. I think he did a good job of laying out all the various reasons for that. So that is progress. It's hard to know what you're working for unless you agree on what the goal is. But I do think there might be some disagreement over what the best way to go about this. In my mind, the governor has laid out a pretty reasonable sort of physical proposal for the facilities in the prison system. But the difficulty is that it's sort of like a row of dominoes, and one thing needs to happen before the next thing can happen, because we always need to have enough beds to house the inmates that we have at any given time. The first step would be to convert, stand up a couple new juvenile corrections facilities. One's already under construction in Milwaukee, another one down in the Madison area, and a third, which would be sited somewhere in Northeast Wisconsin. I would argue that should be somewhere in Brown County. And that would allow us, as the state, to convert the current juvenile facility, which is up outside of Merrill and the northern part of the state, into a medium security adult facility. And that creates some slack in the system. And then there are a couple more steps that create the space that we would need to close GBCI at the end of that process.
Your Republican colleagues have said, I'm paraphrasing here, something to the effect of, that's a complicated plan. There's an easier plan: build a new prison with the capacity to replace the inmates, the capacity of GBCI right now. What do you think of that notion?
Look, I mean, there are different ways to go about this, but some of them are cheaper and faster than others. A new prison is going to cost maybe $1.5 billion. It's going to take maybe 12 years, maybe 15 years to build. Whereas the plan the governor has come forward is much, much cheaper. And much, much faster. We're talking 4 years and a few hundred million dollars, which is big money by any normal standards, but, still would save us a lot of money. The reason for that is it's a lot cheaper to convert existing prison facilities than it is to build entirely new ones from scratch. This is also part of a slightly larger debate over what we can do to reduce the number of people who wash back into the prison system after they've completed their sentences. And the governor has put some initiatives in his budget proposal, which would, for example, hire a few more social workers to help get people alcohol and drug treatment instead of reincarcerating them at much greater expense. So in my mind, that's just the kind of stuff that makes sense. Other states, including red states like Texas, have done very similar things, but the Republicans in the Finance Committee struck all of that out of the budget when they met last week. So we're back to the physical side of things. And I do believe the governor's proposal is both cheaper and faster no business would decide to spend $1.5 billion when they had an alternative that was that much cheaper and that much more time efficient right in front of them, which is what we have here today.
Senator Wall, even if both parties come together on this and come up with a solution, the final product is years away. Safety concerns now for staff and people incarcerated at GBCI in the news now, federal lawsuit over a death, a homicide last year at that prison. What do you see as needed to protect staff and inmates now until this problem is solved?
It's a difficult problem. You heard Jim Rafter talk about the salary increases, and that did help. I've had many conversations with the Secretary of Corrections about exactly this issue, and he watches those numbers like a hawk. My dad worked at that prison for 34 years. The safety of the people who work there is always at the top of my thoughts when I think about this. And if the prison does close, the governor and his team have assured me that they're going to go out of their way to make sure that those people have first crack at other jobs in the correction system, as well as help to transition into other careers if that's what they want. I mean, I think that's important. They've done nothing wrong. They're doing a good job that's a benefit to the society. And it's a tough job. And I saw that with my own father. So I do want to personally make sure that those employees are treated as well as they can possibly be as if the prison does close.
Briefly, as we wrap up, what do you see the timeline in negotiations in the legislature to come up with a solution here?
I've been saying for a few months, we'll know more in a couple weeks, but I think it might actually be true. I'm hearing two different things from the Republicans. One is this is going to be more or less a normal budget process in which they'll aim to get something to the floors of each house of the legislature by the end of June, which is when the fiscal year ends. And I'm also hearing things from Speaker Voss, who's saying that, well, maybe we can just take the summer off and see what happens, and we'll wait for some court cases to resolve themselves. I think that's unwise for a lot of reasons, but I honestly don't have a good sense of this. This is just one piece in a much larger state budget, and there'll be a lot of intense conversations about this and everything else in the week.
Senator Wall, thanks for joining us. That's Jamie Wall, state senator from Green Bay. Also heard from Jim Rafter on the Village Board in Alloway, looking at the Green Bay Correctional Institution.